Both of Vermont's U.S. Senators, Patrick Leahy and Bernie Sanders, will play a key role as Congress reviews President Donald Trump's new budget proposal. Leahy says he strongly opposes most of the plan because he thinks it will have serious consequences for many working families. Sanders called the proposal, quote, immoral. VPR's Bob Kinzel has more.
Both Leahy and Sanders now serve in budget leadership roles in the new Congress, and they hope to influence the outcome of the budget debate in these positions. Leahy is the vice chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee, and Sanders is the ranking minority member on the Senate Budget Committee. The president's proposed budget makes deep cuts in a number of domestic programs, while it increases spending on defense programs by roughly 10%. The domestic cuts include reductions in Medicaid, food stamps, student loans, and many environmental programs. Leahy says the president's budget plan is, quote, appallingly short-sighted.
He's actually targeted a segment of the population, many of whom voted for him. They do rely on Medicaid. They do rely, as people of both parties do, and they do rely on Meals on Wheels and things of this nature. You take that out, and it's hurting them.
Leahy says he wants to develop a bipartisan budget approach on the Appropriations Committee. But he also wants to require a committee vote on any controversial Trump proposals that remain in the budget so that all senators can be held accountable for their votes. He thinks this approach will have a positive impact on the budget process.
Why did you vote to cut out money for education? Why did you vote to cut out my Medicaid? Why did you vote, you know, on and on? I don't think they want to do that.
At a Washington press conference, Sanders said he strongly opposes many elements of the Trump budget plan.
This is a budget which will make it harder for our children to get a decent education, harder for working families to get the health care they desperately need, harder for families to put food on the table, harder to protect our environment, and harder for the elderly to live out their retirement years in dignity.
And the word that Sanders uses to describe the Trump budget is, quote, immoral.
This is a budget that is immoral and that will cause an enormous amount of pain for the most vulnerable people in our nation. This is a budget that will be rejected by the American people and must not see the light of day here in Congress.
Congressman Peter Welch says there's no doubt that the president's budget proposal will hurt people who need the assistance of important federal programs. Welch says he's puzzled by the Trump plan.
How is it that President Trump connected so well to so many Americans who are feeling an immense amount of economic pain, the Americans who've been left behind as the economy has moved forward? He heard their pain, but then in his budget, he inflicts pain relentlessly.
And Welch thinks Trump's budget proposal is linked to the president's plan to lower taxes.
It's in service not of doing something useful or necessary, but exploding the deficit to pay for tax cuts to very successful corporations. They've got the highest profits they've had in generations, into very, very wealthy individuals.
Welch says he's optimistic that many of his Republican House colleagues will reject many of the president's budget ideas. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.